look the snake in the eyes. Right? That's what you do with a snake. A serpent. Satanic. Is this guy Satanist? Is this a satanic agenda? Well, it's all a bit bizarre to me why the government would want to spend billions of pounds trying to focus people's attention on the hoax. Because it is a hoax, make no mistake about it. It's not real. We now know, right, that the BBC, well, the NHS, have actually paid £70,000 to celebrities to fabricate information in relation to this pandemic. Obviously, the BBC have covered it massively, basically to keep us all in this state of alarm and distress. All in the fence, all in breach 2000-2006, Terrorism Act. These adverts, a multi-billion pound advertising campaign to sell you on this scam. All right? So, let's just show people. I want people with businesses who are opening up to report this to the police. So before the police come knocking on your door and want to abrade you and basically breach the peace, or try and drag you into a court, I want you to make sure that you've sent this to them. All right? Very important, because that's part of your defence in law, right, going forward in any court case. All right? Because we'll fight them on their plane. All right? We'll fight this, resist this crime. This is the Centre for Disease Control. And as you'll see, there's 501... total events. Now, unfortunately, these are deaths. I did warn Northumbria Police before they started giving out this vaccine that there would be a massive increase in this, in people dying from this vaccination, because it's not a vaccination, it's a bioweapon. It's a chemical weapon. These mRNA bioweapons, right, what they do, they take down your immune system. They take down your immune system, and obviously that creating a number of pathogens that will mutate in the body, you become a host. Any idiot who gets these, I mean, these won't, these unfortunate won't, because obviously these are all dead, as I'll show you. I'll just scroll a bit down. Look at the deaths. 49, 39, 18, unbelievable, 59, 59, 59s, 64s, 64s, all dead. There's 501, there's a really interesting one close to the bottom that I think you need to see. You've got to remember, this is anything from 1% to 10% of the actual number, right? Because we can't rely on VS for all of the people who've died. This is a really interesting one. 7 residents expired before receiving the second dose. They were given the first dose, COVID-19, and 7 are dead. Obviously, we've got the deaths of all the others who expired after getting the dose. Expired before receiving the second dose. Dying before they're getting the second, because this first one is toxic enough to kill them. All right? The nanocontamination, unfortunately, if you're young enough, it'll sterilise you. We know that these nanoparticulates are biologically toxic to life. They will sterilise you, being shown to sterilise people. So this is a genocide. The pathogens in these bioweapons will mutate. We're going to see massive increases in death. We're seeing increases in numbers of death now in these nursing homes and these other incarcerated facilities. But what people have to remember, you see, if you've got an old person who's been incarcerated in a nursing home, and then they're given this bioweapon, this COVID-19 vaccination, a bioweapon, which is experimental in breach of the Nuremberg Code, very, very similar to the chemical weapons that were used, the testing of chemical weapons and experiments that were carried out at Dachau and a number of the death camps on unsuspecting, well, just basically on camp inmates. Well, it's exactly the same. You know, I mean, anybody that says you can actually give somebody a bioweapon, or let's pretend it's an experiment, just let's pretend it is a vaccine and it's experimental. That would still be in breach of the Nuremberg Code of Human Rights crime. To give it to an old person, then to kill them. Now, we know there's tens of thousands of serious adverse effects, but these are deaths. These are real people, by the way. Numbers of people, cardiac events. You know, these are real people dying after being given COVID-19. So what we've got to ask ourselves, you see, the administering of a noxious substance is a crime. I want you to send this to your local police. We've got the evidence. The MHRA actually predicted this, that there'd be significant numbers of death and harm from this experimental technology. It's in breach of the Nuremberg Code. It's a human rights crime. And obviously, old snake eyes, they're still trying to... My mother died 12 hours after the vaccine was administered. A lot of people are going to grow. A lot of people are going to realise that this isn't a vaccine at all. So our numbers are going to grow significantly. But what we need to do, we need to make sure that people get the evidence of its contamination, the things that are actually in it and how it's killing their loved ones. None of this in the mainstream press. So it's up to us to spread this far and wide. But what I'm going to say to people who are being abraded and abused by the police because they're opening up businesses, report this crime. Make a report to your local police about this crime against people. Obviously, this is America, but we've got very similar data from the MHRA. And even though they're sensitising the data, lots of deaths, significant number of people being assaulted, significant number of people who they're attempting to sterilise. I mean, I seen a nurse the other day who's just lost her baby. Destruction of a fetus in the womb is a crime. We had that in Gateshead with a 5G LED deployment. Had lots of children dying near full term because of radiation levels in their homes. So, shocking it may be, I did warn people, unfortunately. A lot of people didn't believe it. But here we have the genocide data, the death data, the assault, the murder of people from these bioweapons, all interconnected with your 5G LED kill grid, smart city, future. All right? I think that's enough for everybody today. But like I said, action speaks louder than words. And that's what we need, lots of action.